With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel began striking targets in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says CIA Director Bill Burns is in the Middle East reviewing Hamas ceasefire proposal, a response that Israel said was bogus.
All I know is we've got a response. Bill Burns is looking at that response. He's talking to the Israelis about it, and we'll see where this goes. Hopefully, whatever's in this thing, hopefully it can lead to those hostages getting out real soon with their families.
Also at SRNnews.com, severe weather threatens Oklahoma and southern Kansas.
In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist in Norman, Oklahoma, Rick Smith says that the weather is being caused by a combination of weather ingredients, including a storm system, a combination of humid and dry air, moisture, and wind shear.
It's pretty much every ingredient we look for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms in this area.
He also says the severe weather could bring an array of weather conditions.
Definitely the potential is there for a major severe weather outbreak with damaging tornadoes, large hail, damaging winds over a fairly large area. Again, a serious situation.
The entire week is looking stormy across the U.S. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Summer-like temperatures will be felt in Northern California this week. Forecasters say a warm-up's expected by Friday, with temperatures forecast to reach 90 degrees in parts of the Central Valley, inland East Bay, and Sacramento Valley for the first time this year. San Francisco and Oakland could also see their first 80-degree days since October. The launch of Boeing's first-ever crewed Starliner mission for NASA has been scrubbed. The test flight for the commercial space capsule was set to happen before the end of Monday, launching from Cape Canaveral on a week-long mission to the International Space Station. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church makes it official.
After decades of tiptoeing to the left, the denomination has taken the final plunge, formally legalizing gay marriage and the ordination of homosexuals. In fact, the UMC had been allowing both practices and ignoring its own book of discipline for years, prompting thousands of conservative congregations to quit. But the fig leaf was finally discarded at the just-completed General Conference, and the book has been changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state will not comply with federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to protect kids from transgenderism. Sanders signed an executive order stating Arkansas will continue to enforce a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms in schools. The state's the latest to challenge the Biden administration's effort to shoehorn transgenderism into the historic Title IX civil rights legislation passed in 1964. This is SRN News. A new poll shows 40% of Americans view China as the enemy.
The Pew Research Center, which conducted the survey, says that's the highest level in 5 years. While 4 in 5 Americans think of China as an enemy, half see China as a competitor. Only 6% consider the country a partner, according to the report. The United States is at odds with communist China on a range of issues, but the findings come as the Biden administration is seeking to stabilize U.S.-China relations, hoping to avoid miscalculations that could result in conflict. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Pro-Hamas protesters erecting a tent city at UC Davis. The group sent a letter to UC Davis leadership laying out their demands, calling for a disclosure of the school's investments in Israel and divestment from the country. They're also urging the school to respect what they deem to be free speech, not repress protesters, and calling for the chancellor to resign. More details at SRNnews.com.